Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 1 Year No Fear podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Blindell, and if you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button so that every time I create another special new episode for you, you'll be the first to know about it. Oh, and if you want more training, support and ideas to help you fearlessly build your brand, your business and your global movement, head on over to my brand advice center at onedropmovement.com. That's onedropmovement.com, and you'll find a ton of articles and resources that I add to each and every day to make growing your business as easy as possible. Today, we're going to dive into one of my favorite brand building topics, which is also the number one topic that my community voted for in a poll last week as something they find super challenging. So if you find this topic that we're covering today challenging as well, then I am looking forward to giving you some ideas that will make this so much easier for you. What are we talking about? We're talking about how to build your brand fearlessly through social media by knowing what to say. Now, if you're like many social media users, you'll be totally adept at navigating and posting to a number of different channels. Maybe you're on all of the channels, or maybe you're just focused on one or two. But whatever it is that you are doing to get yourself out there via social media, maybe everything is really easy other than finding the right words to use. From a branding sense of position for your business, maybe you're posting quotes, maybe you're going live, maybe you're doing lots of different things through social media, or maybe you're doing nothing because you're just not sure what to say. Now, if you've been struggling with this, then today I'm delighted to be able to share with you that it can be a lot easier than you might think. And social media mixed with branding go hand in hand. So this is a great opportunity for you to raise your profile, build your business, build a massive buzz around your products and services, and really getting your brand out there, creating massive amounts of credibility. Now, of course, when you build credibility, that creates trust. Trust means that other people are going to go out there and then help to build your credibility. So it's not just you having to build your credibility then, other people are going out there and building it, which means that you then start to create ambassadors. When you've got ambassadors that are creating that credibility and they're starting to talk about you, that credibility is creating conversation. That conversation creates connection. Connection creates even more conversation, more people going out there, creating your ripple of impact, your ripple of message, your ripple of story, your ripple of results, getting that out there to many, many more people than you could possibly get talking to on your own. And when you start creating conversations that create that kind of credibility, it won't be long before you create all of the conversions that you want to as well. Remembering that the one conversion that we're really looking to create, sales conversions on the back end is great, but the main conversion that you must focus on, because any other conversion isn't possible without this, is the conversion from a stranger to a friend. If you can convert a stranger into a friend, then that friend is much more likely to listen to you, to keep coming back to you, to subscribe to you, to keep referring you. And maybe they will never, ever buy anything from you. In the whole lifetime of your business, they might not buy anything from you, but they might refer 100 people to you because they trust you so much, because they like you, because they trust you, because they love what you've done already and they love the results you get for all the other people they refer to you. So they'll keep referring to you, and the people they've referred to you, they'll then be referring to you. So this is a brilliant way for you to start building that buzz around your brand and focusing on that main conversion of stranger to friend. Now, before anything else, we've got to make sure that you know what your brand communication strategy is. If you've been to the Ripplemaker Live days that I run 4 times a year, then you'll already have gone through some of your brand communication strategy. If you haven't, you can head on over to our website. It's the 7-Step Brand Kickstarter, and it takes you through the 7 main core foundational elements that you're going to need to use to pitch anything, to sell anything, and to create a strategy around anything. If you haven't got those main 7 elements in place, it's going to make it so difficult for you. And actually, that might be one of the reasons why you're not sure what to say or who to go out there and do things to and with. So and four. So I really suggest that if you can go and head on over to the 7-Step Brand Kickstarter, I'll make sure I put a link to it in the description with this podcast and with the show. But if you go through that, you'll find it super, super easy then to sell anything. That's an online program. You can do it yourself in your own time. But if you do want to wait and go through it live with me on my next live program, if you head on over to onedropmovement.com/programs, that's onedropmovement.com/programs, you'll be able to scroll down the page, look for live programs, and you'll see that the next Ripple Maker live program, what the dates are for the next one. So I run them 4 times a year. If you don't want to wait, you can dive in straight away by going through the 7-Step Brand Kickstarter. So once you've created your brand communication strategy, I'm going to assume you've already got that. Now, in that, you're going to find the words, you're going to find the language that everyone associated with your company, that's associated with your brand, any ambassadors that you've got in place, any partners, they should be following this language that you've created around your brand to communicate anything about your brand. Now, this starts off the word of mouth strategy and the word of mouth ball rolling in the right direction. And I know that you know already that word of mouth is the most powerful and the cheapest form of marketing that you could create for your business. It doesn't cost you anything to have people out there sharing your message out with other people. So I really suggest that if you haven't started thinking about this yet, start thinking about what do you want to communicate, who would be the best partners to do that with you, and how could you get your brand out there in front of their networks in a much bigger, faster way. So like I say, the 7-Step Brand Kickstarter is just 1 to 2 a day for 7 days. I've had people that have gone through it in one day before, but that's a lot of brain power and a lot of energy you'll be using for that. If you've got lots of other busy stuff to do, in 1 to 2 hours a day, by the end of 7 days, you'll have your brand strategy start to be mapped out. You'll know who to reach out to. We've got some great joint venture training as well on the website. If you're then going to take that and start creating joint ventures, partnerships, ambassador-based strategies, affiliate marketing. So if you're going to do any of that, then again, make sure you head over to onedropmovement.com/programs so that you can go and find the online training. So you'll find that in the online section of that page, and you can go there. Now, I didn't actually come on here to promote any of our courses, but these things will make it difficult for you if you don't have them in place. And what I've created will make it much easier for you if you want to go and put them in place today to make sure that your social media strategy is as easy as possible. You'll never run out of things to say once you've gone through that process. And of course, it will give you your pitch. It will give you the beginnings of your marketing strategy. It will give you the beginnings of how to attract your customers, how to grow your business. So, you know, all of my Brand Builders Club members, all of my Ripple Maker Mastermind members, they all go through the 7-Step Brand Kickstarter process before they do anything else, because otherwise it makes everything else harder. So what we've got to do is, as we focus on how you're going to start talking about your brand on social media and how you're going to find it easier to talk about it and the things you're doing, well, we've got to dive into who exactly you're going to talk to through social media. If you're going to build your brand on social media, then we want to be specific about the conversations you're having and who you're having them with. Now, this is important because if you use a hit or miss, or otherwise known as a spray and pray strategy, what you'll do is you'll overwhelm all the people that you could be forging relationships with. You'll also probably alienate people who are on your social media that follow you because they're family or friends, for example. Now, if you're using your social media to build your business, which I highly advise you do, and I highly advise you use your personal business, your personal brand to build your business. Don't go creating another profile so there's two different versions of you. That's the worst thing you can do. If you've got positive and supportive friends and family, you shouldn't need to worry about it anyway. And even if you don't have positive friends and family, they'll either move away from you or they'll stop following you. Like, they'll still stay friends with you. They just won't follow you anymore. But the whole point of building a brand on social media is that it's social. So you need to be showing up. It's you that is the face of your business. It's you that's creating the conversation. It's you that's creating the conversions. So it's you that needs to show up. The very worst thing you can do is have different, like a diamond. Here's who I am when I'm with my family. Here's another facet of me when I'm on stage. Here's another different facet of me when I'm selling. Here's another different facet of me for each and every part of my life. Here's another facet of me for when I'm on social media. It doesn't work. People buy from people, and they buy from people that they know, like, and trust, or at least feel like they do. So it's really important that you bring your whole self to the table. Don't go creating lots of different social media accounts. Just focus on you being yourself, being your whole self, showing up from that place of love and contribution and service. And even those people that aren't even interested in your business or what you're doing, they'll continue to follow you because what you're sharing is interesting. So what we've got to do is wrap your mind around, or better yet, get into the mind of your dream customers and who they are, what they feel. So what is his or her pain? What are their troubles? What's keeping them awake at night? We need to understand what their need is for what you provide. We need to know what kind of answers do they want? What problems have they got that they need solving that you can solve? What do you know that is a method or a system or a blueprint that could make their life or work simpler and more satisfying? So whatever area of health, wealth, lifestyle, finances, business growth, personal growth, personal development, whatever it is that you're in, whatever industry you're in, we need to match what you're doing with what they're missing. So how can you learn to know this customer? Well, social media is a great opportunity for you because they're all hanging out on social media, most likely. So if your company is an existing company, like you've been building your company for a long time, you can easily just look back over your case studies, your testimonials, even look at past social media conversations that you've had and start paying close attention to how they started. How did those conversations start? Where did they find you? How did you become connected? And if it was through social media, you'll be able to look at your history of how you've done that. But even if you're at the beginning stages of your business and you've been on social media for a long time, you're still going to have that evidence. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for evidence. We're looking for a trail of how do you usually create your conversations? How do you usually get started in making friendships? Because that's what we're doing. Remember, we're not using social media to sell. At this point, we're using social media to create conversations. We're using it to build friendships and relationships. And that's all selling really is anyway. It's building a relationship with somebody to the point that they say, hang on a minute, you've got something that can help me. How can I invest in that? How can I get hold of that so that I can change my life? Thank you very much. And that's all it really is. It's just a conversation. So I want you to pay really close attention to that. And it'd be interesting for you at some point today or over the next few days to just look back over your past conversations. Who have you given advice to? Who's reached out to you for advice? Have you been giving support to friends? Have you been messaging back and forth with somebody, even looking over your past email conversations? It might be that your business that you're in now, if you're just starting, it might be that you've already been serving and supporting people, but in another company. Well, if you look over the history of those emails and the history of any social media you've already done, you'll be able to find a trail. There'll be a trail of breadcrumbs there, and you'll be able to see where the success is, where the clues are. And if you haven't got that history for yourself, you'll be able to go and look at one of your competitors. It's very easy to go and find. Say, for example, you go on Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn, you'll be able to go and find somebody who you consider, might not even be a competitor, just somebody that you really respect, and that they have your dream customers in their list. Go and have a look at them and what they're doing. How do they create conversations? Pay close attention to the starting points. How do they start? Do they start with a question? Do they start by sharing something vulnerable? Do they start by going live? You know, is all of their stuff? Have you noticed when you look at their social media, when they put a post out, do they get less comments and engagement on that post than when they put a video out, for example? because that can also have an effect. So knowing exactly who your dream customers are and where they start, where they're starting their journey, the kind of pains that they're going through, the emotional journey they're going through. If you've listened to my previous podcast on the five cycles of change, your dream clients are going through those five cycles of change as well. So when you sign up to a program and then it gets hard and you start thinking, oh, I don't want to be part of this program anymore, they're going to do the same thing to you. So how you act is probably how they're going to act as well. So it's really important that you understand, like, what are their fears? What are they going through? What are the setbacks that have held them back already? What are they likely to have tried already before they even come to you? So if you're a diet coach or somebody like one of my Ripple Makers Mastermind members, she is a specialist in working with type 2 diabetes. So that's very specific. She knows exactly who her customers are. She knows that her clients have been diagnosed, that they're probably in emotional turmoil. They've tried everything already. They don't, but it's not working. So she knows that they've probably already dieted. They've probably dieted their whole life. They've gone through this binge cycle of, from zero to filling their face and zero again. You know, she knows what their cycle is. She knows what's keeping them awake at night, because she's so specifically solving a specific problem for a specific type of person. So that's made it so easy for her to have conversations with her clients. When she first came to the mastermind, I actually met her on another program that we'd been on for 12 months. And she'd been learning how to sell for that whole 12 months. And she was still struggling with making those sales conversions, and it was because she didn't have anything in the lower end. So all the sales she was going for were really high-end sales, which is great. And you know, if you're building a brand that's around that kind of level, if you already have that kind of brand and you have the history and you've got all of that that's already set up, it's much easier to create those high level sales, because you've got a system, you've got those processes in place, you've got the credibility, you've got the brand exposure, you've got the PR, you've got the media. So it's much easier to make those high level sales direct from social media. But Claire was trying to sell through social media without having some smaller products that would enable people to go on that trust building journey. And so when she joined the Ripple Makers Mastermind, that's the first thing we did, was plan out some memberships, some subscriptions, some recurring revenue that would enable her to be able to create consistency and predictability in her business at a foundational level, so that she could use that to springboard people from the smaller sales into the higher end sales. It's totally changed and reshaped her business. So I want you to think about that as, like, you know, first of all, have you got some low level or entry level beginners type resources, courses, products, programs, workshops, webinars, something that you can use to build conversation around it? Because that's going to make it very easy for you. Now, if your business is in development, of course, and you're at the early stages of your business, then you will have to be more imaginative. It's really about feeling that empathy from those that you want to serve. Think about right now, just call to mind someone you know who would really benefit from your product or your service, your program or your offering. If you don't have an offering yet, you don't have any of those things in place, then just imagine that you did. Just imagine that there was one problem in the world that you could solve, and you only set out to solve that one problem. Not everybody's problems, just one type of person who has one type of problem that you can solve. And think about it just only for a couple of minutes. Just maybe sit quietly after we finish here. Sit quietly and get really into the mind of your dream customer. Speak to that person in your mind with your own words and think about what conversation you would create with them. Ask yourself, what would he or she want to know? And give them the answer. Hear yourself giving them the answer. What's even better is if you use something like Otter, which is a brilliant transcription service. Otter is something I use all the time. And the brilliant thing about Otter is that you can transcribe what you are saying word for word. So if you just switch Otter on And you just start talking to this customer as if they're sat in front of you. Imagine you're having a conversation with them. Close your eyes if you want to, which is what I do. I close my eyes and imagine that they're in front of me and we're having a conversation. And as I'm speaking for myself and for them, so I'm asking the questions out loud and then I'm responding as if they're responding to me. And what you end up with at the end of that process, even if you just do it for a few minutes, is a transcript word for word of everything that you and your dream customer have said in this conversation. Now, I've got a meditation actually that I'm just thinking that I can give you, which I delivered for my Ripple Makers Mastermind members during one of our sessions, because we meet every day. And that really helped them to get clear about their dream customers and this actual process that I've just talked to you about. So if you want help with this, what I'll do is I'll put a link to that meditation. I think it might be on my YouTube channel, so I'll go and get the direct link for it and I'll pop it here so you can click on that. So once you finish listening to this episode, you can go into the notes and the description with this podcast and you'll be able to find the direct link to that and take some time to get really clear about your dream customer and what they want to say. Now, regardless of your branding phrase, you might have a strap line or a tagline that you use, you'll notice that as you start to do this research and as you start to dive in, you'll probably find some other brand phrases and some other options that you can use, and they could be turned into quotes, they could be turned into content triggers, things that trigger you that say, oh, actually I could do a whole session around that, maybe I could run a masterclass on that, or maybe I could create a download and just, you know, get your Word document open, or even better, go to Canva and create a, you know, just open up an A4 document, or you know, if you're in a different country, obviously we work with A4 sizes in the UK, but you know, if you go to Canva and you'll be able to find, you know, something like document, just type in document and it will come up with lots of different options that are already designed that you could just turn into a lead magnet. So it's just a one pager lead magnet. So as you start to go through this process, you will start to get more and more ideas. Now, when entering into the world of branding with social media, you need to leave your sales pitch at the door. Always remember that this method of building your brand is not about selling to the room. You never, never, never sell to the room. In other words, you need only deliver the messages that you know your target audience will want to hear and that they need to hear. Now, those messages might not be the perfect fit for those on your social media channels at the moment, but through the relationship chains, through networking, through word of mouth advertising, your messages that you put out on social media, they'll start to hold some great potential for landing on fertile ground. People will share those messages, they'll share your posts. So just don't go into it with the focus of selling. Go into it with the focus of serving and you'll do very, very well on social media. Does that mean that you can't ever sell on social media? No, of course it doesn't. But if instead of every single post you put out has got a call to action on it, if, you know, I have a little heartbeat strategy, so I'll put out, say, 3 posts and then the 4th one I'll make an offer, or I'll give them an opportunity to go and look at something or to go to my website and find something. So social media within the realm of branding is about building your business, yes, but more importantly, it's about being personal. It's about being social. Clues in the name. So if you're social and you're the best demonstration of what you do, what you teach and how you live, then you're going to give your followers a real insight into your life behind your business. You're going to be showing them what you do rather than telling them what to do. And that will hold a lot of weight for you. Social media is an opportunity for you to start new conversations, to make new friends, and to turn those friends into prospects and then lifetime customers. Again, in the way that I shared with you earlier, it's an opportunity for you to, instead of creating lots of content all the time, maybe divert your attention to looking at content that other people are sharing that could be good partners, good joint ventures, good ambassadors, good affiliate people that would share your products and services when they're ready to sell. Start building relationships with them now. So go on to their posts and start commenting on their posts. It can hold way more weight you commenting on other people's posts than you putting your own posts out, you know, 5 or 6 times a day. If you just put, have a nice little heartbeat, one thing going out on social media every day and creating conversation around that one thing, you'll find it much easier. It'll be much more effective. It will build your credibility in a bigger way. And what it means is that when you do start commenting on your, you know, other people's posts, your ambassadors, your potential prospects, your potential partners, then when they go to your social media and they say, who is this that keeps commenting on my stuff? And they're going to go look at you and they're going to find that you're this amazing person that has amazing content and asks really good questions and really cares about your tribe. So you want to make sure that what they're finding on your own profiles is what you would want them to find. So always remain professional in your brand presence on social media, but don't get caught up in other people's stuff. Focus, stay in lane. Remember, you will be remembered mostly for the last thing they saw. So if you wouldn't want what you're about to post to appear on the front cover of a national broadsheet newspaper, do not post it or don't make that comment if you don't want your dream customers in future to find it. Because as soon as it goes out there, you've got no control of it. Now, once you've got all of this in place, you've gone through the 7-step brand Kickstarter, you've got your brand communication strategy in place, you'll always have that as your North Star to go back to. It should be leading you. All of your communication should always be driven by this brand communication strategy. And that means then that every single message that you create, everything you put out, is going to speak directly to the hearts and minds and needs of those who need your services the most. So that's really the focus of today's episode, is to get you totally focused on how you're going to create this amazing heartbeat, this incredible ripple from your brand out to as many of the lives that you can help as possible. And if you've got any questions about branding or social media, please do reach out. You can message me on sammy@howtobuildabrand.org. You can contact me through social media. Go find me on social media. I'm Sammy Blindell across all my social profiles. And reach out to me. Drop me a message. Alternatively, if you have something urgent, you really, really want to work on it, you've got a big, big question or something that's holding you back from being able to move forward, come and join us on one of our next Ripple Maker Mastermind sessions that we run at 3 p.m. UK time every day from Monday to Friday. My team and I go live every single day at 3 p.m. live on Zoom, and all of our members from around the world, whoever needs help, they come and they deep dive with us and they ask us questions. We brainstorm ideas. We overcome challenges. And, you know, from a coaching position, I don't want my clients to wait a whole month before they have the next session with me. And so that's why we run these group coaching programs where any of you can come and join us on those sessions, and you can get a free taster session. So look in the description with this episode and you'll find the link to come and join us for a free taster if you want to come and jump on one of our Ripple Maker Mastermind sessions. So I hope that you love today's episode. I'd love you to share it with someone you know that wants to make a bigger impact through social media. And if you can share this podcast through social media, please tag me in. Remember, I'm Sammy Blindell, and I'm on a mission to positively impact the lives of 22 million people over the next 12 months by supporting 22,000 changemakers just like you to reach the next 1,000 lives that you're going to make your impact on. I can't do it alone. I need your help. Make it your mission to leave a positive and fearless footprint on the planet today and be the ripple you wish to see in the world. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you on the next episode.